Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Namaskar. This is Akhilesh Bhargav again. Welcome to Tidbits on Business and Finance with me. Let us talk about the state of finances of the government of India, the rising fiscal deficit, and how desperate the government is to take care of this problem on hand. At the moment, the government of India is cash starved, is fund starved, and that's evident from the fiscal deficit which has been going up. Let me remind you, fiscal deficit, it is the excess of expenditure incurred by the government of India over its income. Now that's logically not possible. It does get possible because it's the government of India. Even if it doesn't have money, it can print currency notes. Or even if it doesn't have money, it can borrow as much as it wants. So at the moment, India's fiscal deficit has been rising. As per the Union Budget 2018, the fiscal deficit of the government of India was supposed to be to the tune of 3.3% of India's GDP, which comes to about 6 lakh crores. In other words, the government already estimates that it will spend 6 lakh crores more than what it is going to earn in this particular financial year. But that estimate is proving to be wrong. It's proving to be wrong for many reasons. One of the reasons is tax collection has not increased the way the government had budgeted. The Indian economy is supposed to be on a roll. Its growth has been going up, but tax collections have not kept pace, indirect as well as direct. GST is expected to be in the range of over 1 lakh crores a month. It has not been materializing month after month. And income tax collections, which are expected to go up by almost 20% this year, are also not going up. In fact, in states like Rajasthan, Uttar Pradesh, etc., the tax collections have dipped by 20%. And even in Mumbai, which is where India collects most of its income tax collections have gone up by only 3.5% this year. Which means, while the government's income is not materializing the way it expected to, its expenditure continues. And the reason is, what are the main heads of expenditure for the government? Salary, interest are the main components, subsidy. And remember, we are now in an election year. In an election year, populist spending, populist subsidies, spending on populist programs to get votes always go up. So the government's hands are tied this year. Even if it wants to prune its expenditure, it's not going to be able to do so. So, we have a very piquant situation. Income not going up the way it was expected to, but expenditure actually going up more than it was expected to. And so, fiscal deficit is going to be more than the estimate. The current estimates are that against a budgetary estimate of fiscal deficit of about 3.3%, which translates to about 6 lakh crore rupees, it might shoot up to almost 8 lakh crore rupees. The question is, how would the government take care of this excess 2 lakh crores which it had never provided for? The government has various options. The most disastrous option would be to just print currency notes. And if the government was to do that, the value of the rupee will fall, inflation would shoot up, the rating of the Indian economy will fall, interest costs to not just the government of India but also to corporates from India will shoot up. And it would be the most biggest blunder for any government to do. So the government does not propose to do that. But it needs to meet its expenditure. And the shortfall is sizable. So the government is trying to meet its expenditure by any possible means. Let me also point out to you that one of the means of raising funds as per the budget was disinvestment. They expected to raise about 1 lakh crores by way of disinvestment this year, which was to be used for funding expenditures of the government. That is not happening. Disinvestment has been a disaster. You will recall Air India. The government tried to call bids to sell it. Not a single bid came. So the government is not able to meet its disinvestment target by leaps and bounds. But it yet needs to do something. So the government has been trying to sell government enterprises to other government enterprises so that it gets money. For example, Dredging Corporation of India is being sold to a consortium of ports. In other words, the ports will pay money to the government to buy the shares of Dredging Corporation. So the left pocket puts money in the right pocket, but the government's budget gets balanced. So the government is trying to sell enterprises, public enterprises, which are being bought by one, by the other. Last year, Hindustan Petroleum was bought by ONGC for 35,000 crores. It was one pocket putting money into the other pocket, but it helped the government to balance its budget. You'll also recall LIC has been asked to pump in 53,000 crores into IDBI Bank. Yet another such instance. These kind of instances continue. And what the government has finally eyed is the reserves of the Reserve Bank of India. The Reserve Bank of India is sitting on reserves to the tune of 3.6 lakh crores. And the government thinks that that is where its solution lies to fiscal deficit. The government wants the Reserve Bank to part with that money. Now, there are a lot of issues here, and it would be wrong on the part of the government to insist and take such kind of money from the RBI. At the first instance, this 3.6 lakh crores is not really actual profits earned by the Reserve Bank. These are notional book profits. It's like you may have bought a house for 10 lakh rupees. Now its market value is a crore. That doesn't mean you made 90 lakhs by way of profit. It is just notional profits. That's the kind of profits that this 3.6 lakh crores consists of. The government would be blundering by trying to take away this profits from the Reserve Bank, and which is where the entire dispute of government and the RBI is at the moment. So it has eyed the Reserve Bank's reserves. It is even pressurizing the Reserve Bank that instead of us pumping in money in the bankrupt banks of India, the Reserve Bank should pump in the money. That also is a wrong decision, because it is the government that owns the banks and it is they who need to pump in the money. It looks very unlikely to us that the Reserve Bank of India will part with that money to the government of India. Then what are the options before the government? Because I told you, printing of currency notes is no option. The options before the government most prudently is cut your expenditure and increase your income. Cutting expenditure is ruled out. It needs to pay salary, it needs to pay interest on time, it needs to meet its subsidies for the poor. But what it can cut is the election year populist spending. The popular schemes that come with every election year. MSP was one such instance. The MSME loan scheme, etc. is yet another instance. The government needs to refrain from election-related populist funding. Very unlikely that would take place. What is the option then? The government says it will somehow meet its budget, and it looks most likely to us that it would be by way of not incurring some expenditures or incurring the expenditure but postponing the payment, which is very easy for the government. The government very easily can postpone some expenditures. The government very easily can incur some expenditures or defer them for another year. Or the government would end up borrowing more money from the market. As soon as it borrows more money from the market, you can be sure it would be inflationary in nature. India's credit rating would be in danger, something which the government has really strived for in the last couple of years, and the economy would suffer. As far as increasing income is concerned, unless the economy doesn't really grow, taxes will not go up, whether direct or indirect. And at the moment, even though the quarterly income growth statistics of the government of India, the Indian economy, are looking very favorable, they have not materialized in higher tax collections. I told you, income tax collections in Mumbai, which is the key commercial center of India, have grown by just 3.5%. Uttar Pradesh, they've gone down by 20%, and GST has not kept pace. So we are in a situation where the government needs to prune its expenditure. Otherwise, the state of the economy, the macros of the economy, as we call it, in terms of inflation and rupee value, is only going to deteriorate. We hope the government doesn't resort to such kind of reckless populist spending that the next government needs to take care of, and the Indian treasury is rendered empty. And we also hope that the government doesn't succeed in raiding and taking away the reserves of the Reserve Bank of India, which actually, as I told you, are not realized profits. They are notional profits, and it is utterly wrong to take them. This is Akhilesh Bhargav signing off. Till we meet again, namaskar.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.